Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What if everything you've been taught about money was wrong? How would you respond? In 1971, the rules of money changed, but the way we were taught to invest did not. Go to thenewroadtowealth.com to learn the new rules of money they are not telling you about. Thenewroadtowealth.com. A faster road to wealth is now open. Don't get left behind. Thenewroadtowealth.com.
This is Terrio Media. Broadcasting from Terrio Studios in Glendale, California, it's time for Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
Yeah. Hello. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing, the place where I show people how to escape the rat race using real estate. And all you got to do is just shift your focus from making piles of money to making streams of money. Change that one thing just one time and you are on your way to financial freedom. It is not the most exciting path, but it is the fastest. And once you get there, life then becomes exciting. And speaking of exciting, it's that time of year. It's the time of year where I plan the next year. I do it in November, and then I kick off my new year in December. For those of you that have been listening for a while, you know that we went through this last year. And I'll give you some ideas for your next year's plan. I just finished mine. I'm going to give you some ideas that came from mine, some ideas that made this past year my absolute best year ever. And I have no doubts that next year will be even better. Way better. And I want yours to be way better also. So as you're planning your 2016, all right, so here's a few ideas. I got four of them for you. Idea number one, automate your lead generation. All right, that can make one of the bigger impacts on your business, if nothing else that you do. Automate your lead generation. Get your leads coming into you each and every day. Whether you're working that day or not, have it automated. That's what I mean. It's like if you feel sick one day, your leads are still coming in. If you just don't feel like it one day, leads are coming in. If you have an emergency with a family or something, you got to tend to that. At least your leads are still coming in. Your business is still running. And the easiest way to do this, to automate that, is through direct mail. So pull a brand new list. Let's start the year off with a brand new list. Pick out a half a dozen mailing pieces or so and just schedule those. Schedule those to be delivered over, say, the next 6 months. Schedule with the mailing or the direct mail house of your choice. Invest a couple hours into this practice and you'll be done. You'll be done with it for at least the next 6 months, of which is when I would typically pull a new list and then I just repeat the process. So do that. Schedule your mailing. And if you do that, you won't have to worry about leads. And you won't have to worry about taking time out to go create new leads and generate new leads, of which will free you up for idea number two. I want you to contact all of those leads. See to it that every lead gets a phone call, whether they leave you a message or not. And if you can't reach them, then you follow up. That's idea number two. Idea number two is to make it a point to speak to every single lead next year. I mean, start now, but 2016, you're going to talk to every single lead by any means necessary. I mean, maybe it's phone calls. Maybe you'll knock on their door. Maybe you send them a text message, whatever. Make it a point to speak to every single lead that you receive. Pull out no stops. Do whatever you can to get yourself in position to speak to that person. And when you do speak to them, that brings us to idea number three. Make it a point to give every lead you speak with a written offer. Written offer on a piece of paper, the old-fashioned way. You know, emailing offers, that's an additional way, not a supplemental way. You know, emails get lost, emails get deleted, emails get buried in inboxes, they get flat out ignored. And you just got to remember, what's your intention? Is your intention to send to make sure every lead gets an offer, or is your intention is to make sure every lead gets an offer that they see and they consider? All right. So emails, that's an additional way to do it. It's not a supplemental way. So don't do that instead. You got to get a written offer to them. And it's fine to send your offers as an email, but mail a hard copy also to everybody that you possibly can, every lead that calls. I mean, you can kick ass at your lead generation. You can kick ass over the phone or face-to-face with your lead. You can be stellar. You can be an absolute ninja when it comes to that. But unless you submit a written offer, you will not do deals. And everything that you've done up to this point will have been for waste. All right? So to do a deal and make some money, you must write an offer. So write an offer to everybody. Everybody? Yep, everybody. You are dealing with a total stranger at first. This is why you're dealing with a total stranger, one of which you know nothing about other than what they've told you. And you don't know how much of that is the real deal. Is that truth? Or are they fabricating something? Is it their negotiating position? Is it their strategy? Whatever it may be. And many times, regardless of how much rapport you may have built over the phone or in person, you know, as you're standing there on their doorstep or in their living room, no, regardless of how much rapport you've built, you can't be certain of their real intention until you present an offer in writing. And sometimes then there's still some mystery there. But you can't get that far until you actually present an offer in writing. And when you do, just watch the dynamics of the entire transaction change, and you will become a believer. People will start to consider your offer where they said no verbally over the phone. It happens. It happens every single day right here in this office. All right, so that's idea number three. Idea number four. For those offers that do get accepted, make it your intent to hold on to every single one of those properties. Make it your intent. You don't have to hold on to it, but make it your intent to do so. This is the only way you'll ever be able to, you know, take your foot off the gas a little bit. It's by holding income property. That's how it's done. Don't focus on creating the piles of money. Focus on creating the streams of money, right? We start each and every single episode with that message. And the way you move to that way is you just have it, it's your intent to hold on to every single deal that comes across your table. So even if you're just getting started too, I'm not excluding you. Even if you have $0 to your name, for every deal that comes across your desk, ask yourself, how can I hold this property for its income? How can I do that? And once you figure that out, how, then ask, should I? Should I hold on to this property? Is this property good enough to sit in my own portfolio? Does it meet my minimum deal standards? And if the answer is no, then you flip it. You fix it and flip it, or just flip it. Wholesale it, flip it, whatever. Sell it fast, make a profit, and move on to the next deal. All right, these four ideas. You got to get your lead generation automated. You got to contact every lead. You got to submit an offer to every lead. And you have to make it your intent to hold on to every single deal, every single offer that gets accepted. All right, these four ideas are what make a true real estate investor. Investor being the operative word. And these are the very practices that I've implemented into my 2016 plan. I already had them in place this year, but I reinforced it and saw places that I can improve and make it stronger and better to make sure those four areas are solid. I mean, if you're curious about how I do it or what I would do if I were in your shoes, that's exactly how I would do it. And until you have these four ideas in place, nothing else matters. Nothing. And what I mean by that is, if you have these four ideas in place in your 2016 plan, most everything else that concerns you, most everything else that you're thinking about with regard to your business, about your next year, all that stuff that keeps you up at night, it disappears. It'll just vanish. It won't be a concern for you anymore. Once you have those four things in place, get those four things in place first, and the rest of all that gobbledygook just kind of clears itself out on its own. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when you're in line, say at the grocery store, and while you're waiting, you know, you're browsing the headlines of all the magazines right there. They got all the magazine racks right there, and then they got your attention. And you always see stuff about getting in shape or losing weight, right? How do you get the abs like Brad Pitt? How do you get the slim waist like, I don't know, Gwen Stefani, whatever it may be. You may read something about, you know, the miracles of putting cinnamon in your coffee as it relates to fat loss, or you see little headlines like putting that extra hot sauce on your fish, that's going to increase your metabolism, or the newly found fat melting benefits of coffee or green tea. These are what I like to call micros. Micros. These are the fine-tuning elements. You know, they're little tips and little tricks presented as the magic answer or the silver bullet, as the primary place where you should be placing your focus. It's the silver bullet to replace of what's most important. That's what they're suggesting. That's why they put these little headlines on there, because they get your attention. They seem small and simple, and I want you to understand that they are small and simple. They want you to believe that they are going to replace the macros. The macros. Until you get your macros in place, such as eating well and working out, all the cinnamon, hot sauce, and coffee is not going to make a difference for you. That's what I mean by these four ideas. Get those in place first. That's equivalent to you eating well and working out for your weight loss. Add the cinnamon, add the hot sauce, coffee, all that stuff. Add that afterwards. You know, in fact, by eating well and working out consistently, headlines about the fat loss miracle of the day or the training secrets of the stars won't even catch your attention. Watch. It won't even catch your attention because you will already be looking your best. I want you to look at these four ideas for your real estate investing, the ones I shared with you. These are your macros. This is your eating well and working out. These are the foundation principles. Get those things in order first. And then, if you want to incorporate the next green tea or hot sauce of real estate into your business, then you can do so. But if you get your macros in place first, your business probably won't need that cinnamon. You heard? You understand? Okay. I got a great guest for you today, coming up very shortly. Also got another free online coaching session coming up. We've done two of those. One was on how to raise private money. The other was how to quit your day job. This third one is coming. It's popular demand. It's not nearly as sexy, but a lot of people wanted me to cover this. One is on property analysis and your real estate calculations, like all the basic stuff that you hear all the time, but you might not totally understand, like ROI, return on investment. How do you calculate that? How do you calculate a cap rate? And when do you use a cap rate? And when do you use it? NOI, net operating income. What is that? How is that different from, you know, your cash after debt service, whatever it may be? We're going to cover all of that. I'm going to go through each one of those formulas, how you calculate them and when you need to use them to help you out and figure out, you know, sorting your deals from your real deals. And so that's coming up on December 2nd. And if you'd like to reserve a seat, you can at epiconlinecoaching.com. Epiconlinecoaching.com. It's free to all, each and everybody. You are all welcome, whether you're an Academy member or not. But the replay will be hosted inside of the Epic Pro Academy. So if you want to catch it and you're not an Academy member, you got to be there. You got to be there live. And the Academy, by the way, is in the midst of a major overhaul. So if you see some things changing or kind of some things half complete or whatever, just understand I'm aware it's under construction. I'm not going to make any switches that breaks anything, God willing. But you may notice some changes all through the month of December. And I'm getting ready to launch version 3.0 at the very top of the year. But some of those changes, you're going to see those in December. There's going to be a brand new recurring pricing structure in place as well. But if you're already a member, don't worry. You are grandfathered in. And if you'd like to avoid that recurring pricing structure and get lifetime access and be grandfathered in as well, there is a limited time available to where I will grandfather everybody in. You got to beat the deadline, and I'll talk about that on December 2nd at the Epic Online Coaching. Or just go now. Just go do it now. If you've been thinking about becoming a member, just go to epicproacademy.com, get out of the way, and take advantage of the lifetime membership fee while it's still available. All right, so the response for the Epic Wealth Fund also been unbelievable. I'm very excited to be partners with you that have already decided to participate. These have been some fun conversations. I'm looking forward to working with you. So, accredited investors, you can go to epicwealthfund.com if you're looking for an additional way to benefit from real estate's passive income, income that is truly passive, but an investment that performs like real estate, epicwealthfund.com. So let's get to our guest. We'll get to our guest right after this.
If opening up your financial statement each month is about as exciting as watching paint dry, the Epic Wealth Fund may be the next investment opportunity for you. The Epic Wealth Fund invests in distressed real estate and shares the profits with its shareholders. If you're an accredited investor who has already enjoyed success elsewhere in their business or investing life, and you're seeking a broader exposure to real estate in your portfolio on a passive basis, the Epic Wealth Fund's executive summary is available for your review. Go to epicwealthfund.com to review the fund's executive summary. Epicwealthfund.com.
Real estate investments involve a high degree of risk. Residential income and returns may vary and are not guaranteed. Past performance is no indication of future performance. Nothing herein shall be construed as investment, tax, legal, or accounting advice.
Oh, ho, ho!
It's that time of year at Terrio Media, where we spin the wheel of reviews and give away a $100 Amazon gift card on every episode in the month of December. And here's how you play.
So, to win a $100 gift card from us here at Terrio Media, all you have to do, very simple, all you have to do is just leave a review for any or all of the podcasts hosted under Terrio Media. So one, for example, is this show right here that you're listening to, Epic Real Estate Investing. This is under the Terrio Media umbrella. Turnkey Real Estate Investing, another podcast under the Terrio Media umbrella. Hold That House, another podcast that we do here. Hold That House with Matt Andrews. And then Do Over, that was my original podcast. So if you're not familiar with that, go to Do Over. You can leave a review with that one as well. And Body Do-Over. This is the one I do with my personal trainer. It's on fitness and nutrition. And so those are the five podcasts that we have under the Terrio Media umbrella. Just leave a review on any or all of those podcasts. And on every show in the month of December, I will randomly select a winner, of which I will give you instructions on where to claim your $100 Amazon gift card. So all five of those shows, they come out each and every week. So that's five chances to win each and every week. If you've already left reviews for these shows, then there's nothing for you to do. You are already entered. If you've left a review for some but not the others, then it might make sense to go and leave a review for those that you missed. And you can do that right now, by the way. You do not have to wait until December. So even if you left it, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago when we got started, you believe it? If you're one of the first people to leave me a review, you got nothing to do, okay? But if you missed some of those shows, you might want to go catch up on your reviews. I really appreciate those. Yes, I am bribing you. I'm shamelessly bribing you, and I'm going to pay you for it too. And but it's going to be fun. We're going to make it really fun. So if you've yet to leave a review for any of the Terrio Media podcasts, and you would like to win a $100 Amazon gift card, just leave a review. All right. Let me know what you think of the show. So with currently five podcasts under the Terrio Media umbrella, every listener has five chances to win. And guess what? I'm even going to allow people to win more than once. That's not fair. Yes, it is fair. If you participate and you play all out, you can win more than once, okay? So it's five times each week, and each person has five chances to win. So the first winner will be selected on December 1st, of which is a Tuesday, and that happens to be the release day for the Turnkey Real Estate Investing Podcast. We release that every single Tuesday. So that's where it's going to happen first, and it will continue throughout the month of December. My gift to you, my giving back. I wish I could give each and every one of you a $100 gift card, but that would probably take millions of dollars once you add it all up based on the downloads that we get each month. So this is how we're going to do it. We'll make a game out of it. All right, so waiting on the phone is an American entrepreneur, of which back in 1996, he and a high school friend co-founded Seattle-based LiveBid.com. It was a proprietary software site that partnered with traditional auction houses to stream their events online, and also allowing internet bidders to participate in the bidding. And so that firm was acquired by Amazon.com in 1999, of where our guest remained until 2010, occupying several executive roles at Amazon. And then in September 2010, he became CEO of Dig.com, where he positioned that company for a profitable sale in 2012. And today he's here to share his latest adventure. Adventure? Yeah, I meant to say venture, but it's also an adventure for those of you that are entrepreneurs as well. You understand how those can go together. And that happens to be in the real estate space, a venture I think that has a very unique purpose just for you. That's why I wanted him here on the show, just for you, the real estate investor. You might not be the intended customer, but there's certainly some valuable a valuable service that you can acquire from his service. And he's not actually waiting on the phone, by the way. I did record our discussion a few weeks ago, and I've been meaning to get this out. I just couldn't find the space to do it, but here we are, and it's going to be worth every single minute that you spend listening to this interview. So without further ado, please help me welcome Mr. Matt Williams to the show. Matt, welcome to Epic Real Estate Investing.
Hi, nice to be on the show.
Good, glad to have you. So you've got this great service, pro.com, that I want to talk about, but first of all, Pro.com, what an awesome domain name. Are you the original owner of that, or did you have to buy that from an open market?
We acquired the domain after starting the company, so it was a perfect fit for what we're doing.
Right. I'd have to assume that was a very expensive domain to purchase, being a collector of domains myself.
It was not cheap. At the same time, we did a good job negotiating. So
fantastic.
We found a good name at the right time at the right place.
That's great. Easy to remember. So we'll talk about your service, but can you tell me a little bit about your background and how Pro.com came to be?
Sure. So my background, I'm kind of an entrepreneur at heart. I started my first company in my 20s and ended up selling it to Amazon. It was called LiveBid. I stayed at Amazon for about 12 years, and then I was the CEO of social news website Dig.com. And after selling off that company, I was entrepreneur in residence at Andreessen Horowitz in the Valley, and I incubated Pro.com out of my time there at Andreessen, and have now back up in Seattle, and this is where we started the company, and have been running Pro.com now for about 2 years.
Fantastic. So you're CEO of the Dig.com?
I was, yes.
Wow. You've got some good accomplishments under your belt. Fantastic. So Pro.com is your next big hit, I'm assuming.
It is.
Tell me about the service and what my real estate investing audience, how they can benefit.
Sure. Well, so Pro.com's mission is to connect up homeowners with pros all across the country and first and foremost provide one of the most comprehensive pricing engines out there to price out any home project. So if you want to find out how much it costs to get a ceiling fan installed or to start a bathroom or kitchen remodel, you can go visit Pro.com and we'll tell you how much it's going to cost before you ever have to talk to a pro. Mm. And that's one of the things that we heard when we first started the company is that a lot of our customers, a lot of homeowners, really like to understand price before they ever get connected to a pro. Mm-hmm. And so part of our model is to help homeowners understand what it's going to cost and then find the best, trusted, most qualified pro in their local neighborhood to get the work done. And we've built a network of hundreds of thousands of pros across the country. And so with Pro.com, you can get a price and get a pro and ultimately get the job done all by connecting through Pro.com.
Got it. Super. So I'm going to play devil's advocate and address what I see as the pink elephant in the room.
All right.
I imagine I know the answer, but I'm going to let you answer it. How is this different from Angie's List?
Well, so it's quite different. I think there are a number of companies out there that are either offering kind of paid solutions for homeowners or kind of lead generation solutions, which a number of companies kind of bridge both. We're a very, very different model. We're free to the consumer. It only costs the pro, if we bring you a job and the job is completed and the job gets paid for, and it's a very standard kind of contractor to subcontractor relationship in terms of fees. And so it's very different for the consumer because we're providing, fantastic pricing information up front and, connecting you to a high quality pro that's been pre-qualified, background checked, vetted. Mm-hmm. And then for the pro, we have one of the best models out there because you don't have to pay us anything unless we truly have brought you a job that then gets completed and paid for. And it's really no different than, a contractor bringing in a sub. So it's a very, standard industry kind of practices, but we're applying it across a much larger population of homeowners all across the country.
Got it. Okay. So my next question is, one thing that real estate investors deal with is finding an accurate value of a home. If you had a property appraised by 10 different appraisers, you're going to get 10 different answers. And that tends to be the same thing when you're working with contractors and bidding a rehab. So where does the actual bid come from? How's the price determined?
How is the price determined? Well, we have spent a tremendous amount of time surveying pros all across the country to collect data on what does it cost to get project like this done.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've actually defined every kind of project in and around the home and the parameters that really affect that project. So, for instance, if you're installing a ceiling fan, standard ceiling fan installation in Seattle might be $150 to $200. If, you know, if you're going to install that in a vaulted ceiling, for instance, that doesn't have a switch pre-wired, it's going to cost more than that. And so we've actually taken the time to identify what are those things that cost more compared to the average install and made it very easy for you, the homeowner, to come online, type in install ceiling fan and enter your zip code, and then literally change the kind of attributes of your installation to see a pretty accurate kind of estimate of what that costs.
Mm-hmm.
So we've collected and built that pricing engine from a very large volume of kind of pros and projects that have been done nationwide. And then every time a project comes through pro.com and through our website, we are able to then improve those project estimates based upon, you know, what jobs actually got done in the network.
Got it. Okay, so off of that same question, if I were to go type in everything I needed a bid on a bathroom rehab and you came up with $5,000, and then you're going to go and connect me with that pro, are they going to be held to that bid or is it likely to fluctuate from that point?
Well, we have two different pricing kind of offers, mm-hmm. one of which is for the most common home services, so installing a toilet, installing a ceiling fan. But we've actually come up with a fixed price or a flat rate kind of price offering
mm-hmm.
that we've already pre-negotiated with pros across the country. And so
okay.
for many of the most common home services, we've actually figured out what it should cost for your area. We then prescribe the price, and the pro has already pre-agreed to it. And so unless something is dramatically different from that, so for instance, if you're installing a toilet and the subfloor has been damaged, like that's not going to, that requires an additional amount of work or something that's outside of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
But so for most projects, though, the flat rate pricing is great. It applies to your specific installation. Then for all the other jobs where it's maybe a bathroom remodel or you've chosen three or four or five different things you want to get done, and we've provided you a pre-estimate, that we share that pre-estimate with the pro, and it's not a guaranteed price by them or by us. It's just exactly what that is. It's a homeowner-driven pre-estimate.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of it is for the pro is that they get a lot more information on what it is that the homeowner is looking to do because they've identified it part of this process. But it's also great for the pro because we've set expectations. And it's the first time that a customer can actually have, you know, kind of an intelligent, educated discussion about what it should cost and why it should cost more. And so because, you know, the pre-estimate that we've created is a price range, if the pro says, well, it's going to come in lower than that or higher than that, and here's why, it's a very simple conversation because we've already called out reasons why a given project might cost a little bit more or be more efficient if you have certain circumstances.
Got it. Okay. So, makes sense. I mean, there's so many variables at play when you're doing major work.
Yeah.
So, I understand that conversation has to happen, and I can see how that would be an easier conversation if the homeowner has to answer all the questions and put in all their information and requests up front.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. So you go ahead. This is it. I haven't looked at the actual tool yet, but is it more like a calculator type thing where you can just kind of play with numbers and play with it as much as you want?
It's really a super simple calculator. You go to the website, visit pro.com, you type in a term like install ceiling fan or paint kid's bedroom or whatever the case may be. We then instantly match that and usually identify your area of the country, your zip code automatically. And then you're presented with an instant price estimate. And that instant price estimate could then be modified. So if you typed in paint kid's bedroom, for instance, you will be presented with a room that is an average size of 12 by 12. And it will assume that you're not going to paint windowsills or you're not going to paint trim. And then you can add those other, other services so that you get a complete cost for painting a room. But you can do that within 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally see the price, say, oh, my room's actually a little bit larger, let me change it to 12 by 15, and I'm going to paint the baseboards.
Mm-hmm.
And in 30 seconds, you can see that's going to cost you $450 to $500 or whatever the case may be. And it's that simple. That we've taken everything and boiled it down to only one or two kind of dials, if you will, that you would need to effectively change in order to get to a more accurate price.
Got it. Now, once someone types in the work that they want, they get their estimate, and they're ready to meet the pro, what happens on the back end? Does it go out to a bunch of pros that all call or bid, or is it just first come, first serve? How is that selection process done?
No, we actually have a pro matching algorithm where we find the pros who are located closest to that homeowner that have the highest quality rating kind of background and are also available. So we use a whole series of factors that determine the best pro to match to you. And then we present that pro and help get that pro scheduled for the appointment time that you're looking for as a homeowner.
Got it. Now, next question would be, having been an investor in real estate for over 10 years now, I own more than 100 buy and hold. I've fixed and flipped probably 400 properties in the 10 years. I know from my experience, the two places where you're most likely to lose money in real estate, it's either bad property management or a bad contractor. What kind of vetting do the contractors go through that you choose?
Well, we have a whole certification program where we make sure the contractor, the pro, is background checked, licensed, insured, bonded. On top of that, we then have a Pro.com guarantee. And so by using Pro.com and kind of paying through our platform, you get access to our Pro.com guarantee. And ultimately, we are the one who is your advocate. So we're helping to resolve anything that's come up as a quality issue with the pro. And ultimately, if the pro has done something that was wrong, we actually will send out another pro at our expense to go fix it up to $1,000. And so we've had very few issues ever of having to send out another pro because we have done a very thorough job of pre-qualifying pros all around the country. That being said, we want to make sure that all of our homeowners have peace of mind and have created that Pro.com guarantee for that reason.
Fantastic. Great answer. Sounds like a great service. And you said you haven't had a lot of complaints or anything like that and haven't had any dissatisfied clients, many. How long have you been in business? How long has this been going?
We've been in business for about 2 years now.
Okay.
And we really have had tremendous success, including actually a lot of success in real estate. So we have a number of realtors and agents across the country that use us every single day. In fact, we just launched a new service just 2 weeks ago called Text a Pro. And all you have to do is send a text message to our short code, which is 776-776, which is Pro-Pro. And you can send a text message with anything you need to get done. And so a lot of times an agent will be walking through a home, doing a preview of the home, getting it ready for listing, and they can literally turn on their messaging, type in a couple of things that need to be done, and then we have a concierge service on the back end that will price that out, get it scheduled, and get the work done for you very, very quickly. And so we've actually have quite a few agents who use us for getting homes ready for sale. And it's been so popular, we've actually created an offering in the real estate industry called the Premier Home Services, where agents get a free kind of home improvement portal, if you will, where their clients can come and see suggested improvements to their homes by typing in their address, get their home ready for sale with a very simple listing tool to check box the things you might want to get done. And it'll show you how much it'll cost. And so we have agents that have adopted that, and it's been very, very popular to improve the kind of the speed of getting a home ready for sale.
Got it. You know, you keep on saying homeowners and you keep on referencing real estate agents. And this audience is comprised primarily of real estate investors. And what you just said right there is key. Yep. Speed of that assessment and speed of getting those bids and getting the work done. I see a perfect application for real estate investors as well. Am I accurate in saying that?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, it's property managers, real estate investors are using us across the country because they, especially when they're getting a property for whether it's short term for flip or whether it's to maintain it, It takes the I have a number of properties myself. It's just much easier to maintain now that I can have somebody just go out to the house and get that scheduled directly through Pro.com. So we have actually worked with a number of different people in the real estate industry, from investors to property managers to agents and the homeowners.
Fantastic. This one, just based off what you just said, and you owning properties and being able to send people out, now I just see a whole different application, I guess, for the people that hold rental property outside of their own state and they want to have a repair done. They can go ahead and go onto your site and submit and send somebody out there, dispatch somebody out there.
Absolutely. And we actually just formed a partnership with August Home that has one of the best app-driven or remote access, locks for homes. And so what I do is I just put an August lock on my home, and anytime I need to let a contractor in, I can literally, access it remotely to have the door unlocked. And so it's getting even easier, I guess, is my point, to manage properties outside of your area, both from a scheduling perspective as well as from an access to the home, mm-hmm. even if you can't be there.
That's super. I haven't heard of that before. August Lock, like the month August?
Yep, like the month August. It's a fantastic product, and they now have a doorbell and a key code, as well that you can enter for access to the home. You can issue individual keys kind of on a daily basis if you wanted to. Awesome. So it's really a fantastic way to access the rental property market.
Awesome. That's so cool. Super. We are talking to Matt Williams from Pro.com. Has a really awesome service. I've learned so much today, and I'm more excited about it now than I was before we started talking. Matt, what's going on that for the future? What are you most excited about for your business right now?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an incredibly large market where we see homeowners every day that have maintenance needs, and then home remodels, and we've had projects ranging from from house cleaning and installing a ceiling fan all the way to $1 million home remodels here in Seattle. And it is, I believe, kind of a changing economy or changing kind of access to services in a much more on-demand way. And I think you're seeing that with other services that are out there like Uber and really disruptive, services in the market. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that it should be much easier to get a service, especially one that is important to your home value and to you as a homeowner. And where this is going is just to make that even easier. And so, one of the things that we launched recently was a partnership with Facebook, where you can literally use Facebook Messenger to book us, mm-hmm. to book a pro. Through Pro.com. And so much like you can send a text message, you can also go to Facebook Messenger. And I guess I just see a future where you need a service on demand, and it will literally be a couple of words on your mobile device, and you're getting that work done.
Fantastic. That's super. It's been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to talk to smart people. So thanks, Matt. Thanks for showing up. Yeah, I'm going to actually probably play this on two of my shows because I think I have two different audiences that I think this would be of extreme value, and I like to share good value with my audience. So thank you very much.
That's great. Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. So that's Matt Williams at Pro.com.
You've got the knowledge. Now get the funding. It's simple. It's easy. Go to epicfastfunding.com. Get up to $150,000 in revolving credit lines for your real estate business. Use your funds for property purchases, renovation expenses, marketing and promotion, anything your business needs. Go to epicfastfunding.com. Fill out their 60-second application and receive your funds in as little as 7 days. Epicfastfunding.com. When you combine wisdom and leverage, magic happens.
EpicFastFunding.com.
Alrighty, that's it for today. You and your family, I wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving, and I will see you next week. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
You've been listening to Epic Real Estate Investing, the world's foremost authority on separating the facts from the BS in real estate investing education. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to visit iTunes and share your thoughts. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here at Epic Real Estate Investing with Matt Terrio.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.